Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Filthy Nerds!
Cause we're filthy.
And we're nerds!
And there's two of us, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, salami. What am I doing? Why did I start
shalom,
just saying...
Shalom, salam, bonjour.
There goes the baker with his tray. Like always, we gave up on Avengers and now we're only doing Disney princesses. No, it's... Listen, you guys, before we get started, first of all, as always, if you have not yet left us a rating and a review, go fucking do it.
What's wrong with you?
Go. Just go. It's, that takes 2 minutes max. Tell your friends about us. Share the podcast with people. Excuse me. And also, you want to support the podcast more than a review? Join our Patreon. Patreon.com. Jesus. I had a lot of coffee this morning.
Yeah,
Patreon.
it's going to be a rough one over here too, Jess.
Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Support the podcast. Come to live recordings. We've got a chat going on right now on Patreon. We watch movies together and we're going to Universal Studios and there will be more. There's lots. So come join us.
Can I be honest?
No, never. I don't think you're capable of it. Go ahead.
I think the Universal Studios things is the only thing that's keeping me going right now.
Like in life or in the podcast?
Yeah,
or
I'm looking forward... In life. Like, I'm looking forward to that trip so much.
If this was a movie about our lives or about this podcast, there would be a hard cut right now to us at Universal Studios and you going, ugh, I hate this place.
Yes. More than likely. Do you think we could go to the Universal here before we go to the one there?
What, like a practice?
Yeah. Will that ruin the magic of... Florida for me?
I think...
You think I should just raw dog it in
Florida? I think you should wait, because it's so much bigger and better in Florida. And there's a comic book section of Islands of Adventure. But I do want to go to, this is unrelated to the podcast trip, California Adventureland has an Avengers campus now that just opened. So I want to fucking go.
The link I sent you for there's an Avengers thing in Vegas.
Oh yeah, I forgot what
was.
What
was that? Did you check that out? I know you were very busy with car issues and Garth Brooks.
Probably not. I probably opened it and got distracted and something was going wrong. It was a fucking weird weekend. That's what we should run our mouths about in the next episode. But no. There's an Avengers thing in Vegas.
Avengers thing in Vegas. Yeah.
Anyway.
Whatever. Next time I'm in Vegas or you're in Vegas or we're in Vegas, we'll check it out.
Yeah. You know us. Going to Vegas. Just
we're big
casually.
Vegas gals here.
Oh, yeah. Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Hit me with the buffets and the casinos. I just said casinos. Listen, gasino, which is what the casino becomes after I eat a buffet. you guys, speaking of things that stink, we're talking about Avengers Age of Ultron today. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's straight up stunk.
I thought it stunk.
It wasn't Thor stunk.
No, but I was like, oh, this is the Avengers version of the second Thor. Like, this is...
Yes, yes.
So, because I didn't
Avengers
mind the first Thor.
Avengers is to this as Thor is to Thor 2.
Yeah. I just, you know, it was one of those things where they dragged it out so long before the action. I was having trouble focusing. Like, I just sort of, it was the same thing with Thor where I just, oh yeah, I'm watching, but like things are just going in my eye holes, but not attaching to my brain. Like that kind of zoning out. Cause it just wasn't, I don't know. I guess let's take it from the top.
Well, it kicks off in Eastern Europe. I mean, as we know, the only bad guys in the world of Marvel are Eastern, basically Eastern Bloc.
Yeah, okay. I am now fully certain that Marvel was started. Like, Stan Lee was paid to create propaganda against Russia and Germany, mm-hmm. which is fair. I think that really is what Captain America was like, I mean, in the movie, he's war propaganda, but in the, I think he was actually just war propaganda.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're in Sokovia.
Sokovia. Is Sokovia a real place? I didn't Google it. But
no.
You see the whole crew. It's the Avenger crew. They're back.
Yep. Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk, Natasha
Romanoff.
And they're
up against this guy.
Wolfgang von Strucker.
Von Strucker. And he is at the Hydra outpost. And he's been busy experimenting with Loki's captured scepter on humans.
Yeah, so as we know, the scepter slipped through our grasp in previous movies, and it's been at this Hydra outpost where they've been, doing some experiments. Two of those experiments, Maximoff twins.
I'm obsessed with Wanda.
You're obsessed with Wanda?
I absolutely love her. I mean, I didn't like her in the beginning. I was like, this bitch with her mind games. And then eventually, you know.
She grows on you because she manipulates your mind.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Are we yes queening for this whole episode about Wanda? Yes.
I mean, I think you are. That's the thing about Wanda. She's one of those women that doesn't actually get any better. She's just very good at manipulating you into thinking that she's good.
I mean, it worked. It fucking worked. She is the reason why I am insisting that we do WandaVision for the series. But
oh, like after we finish out the movies. Well, we'll have to see where the road takes us. We'll probably vote on it on Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. So get over there. Wanda and of course Pietro. Pietro? I don't know how to say it, but
Pietro, he is superhuman speed. And
he runs like fucking, he's the Flash. As a Russian. He's the Russian Flash, which sounds like a just a nudist.
Just a commie with a big dick who wants to show people.
Yeah. I mean, good Lord. I was trying to think of something and it didn't come. Some sort of reference. Why don't you take a look at this nuclear weapon?
He's like, you want to see my scepter?
Hello. I am Streaker. And then he runs and trips on his own dick. So Captain America goes after the guy and Tony goes after the scepter. And then
Wanda does some mind voodoo shit on him.
Yeah. So she's the Scarlet Witch. She does this fucking crazy shit where she's able to like break into their minds and show them sort of these like, I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I was like, are these alternate endings? Is it like of what could the future could be? Is this what the future is? She basically implants a vision of a horrific future in his mind where he sees like everyone dying. Tony Stark.
He sees everyone dead. He's the only one not dead.
It's his fault somehow.
Everything's his fault. It's one of those things where I was like, I guess it's like the idea of it being an alternate ending. At least that's how I felt it was.
Yeah, it's kind of unclear, you know? You watch it and you go, is this the reality? It's like when you watch, I don't know if anyone saw the Muppet Christmas Carol, the Muppet version of A Christmas Carol, where the ghost of future Christmas comes and shows him his Christmas. But anyway.
That's something that happens in...
Christmas future, not future Christmas, sorry.
Scrooged.
Yeah, it's the same story.
Yeah.
That's literally...
I know it as Scrooge. You know it as Muppets.
That's so funny. And neither of us have ever cared to read the original version, because why would
we? None of us. I mean, forget it. Who cares? Okay. So
anyways, they get the scepter back to the Avengers Tower, and Stark and Bruce Banner are fucking dorking out on it. They're like... you know, doing a bunch of research, they find out that there's artificial intelligence inside the gem that's in the scepter. Like,
I don't, this is the whole part where everything gets blurry to me. Like, they're there, the scepter's there, and then all of a sudden, there, this secret program thing comes to life.
Yeah, so like they're like, oh, this seems like really powerful artificial intelligence. Stark's been building something called Ultron, which is like a global defense system. They're like, oh, why don't we use this cool technology and just put it in there and that'll speed up our process. But the technology is unlike anything they've ever seen before, which they acknowledge, but they should go, maybe we shouldn't just throw this into a computer that has a mind of its own. Maybe that's,
I mean, it's
idea.
Also like, let's throw this into a computer that has a mind of its own and then let's leave the room.
And then let's just casually go about. Like, what?
See, bad decision making. Very bad decision making.
Yeah, so it comes to fucking life.
Ultron seemed like Jarvis's alter ego. Like, if Jarvis,
yes, it's like Jekyll
wanted
and Hyde
to be just a real bad dude, that's what, like, Jarvis to me could have been Ultron this whole time.
Oh yeah, well no, to me it's like, you look, Jarvis and Ultron, yeah, no, it's like they're two sides of the same coin. Like, if you look at the phrase, it's a, you know, like if you do a bunch of mushrooms or whatever, there's a phrase like nothing matters, and that's technically a reality, but you could look at that in two different ways.
I have mushrooms sitting like 10 feet away from me right now, and I'm so tempted to just slam them and do the rest of this podcast.
That would be hilarious. We should do mushrooms and just record it as a Patreon only bonus thing.
I couldn't agree with anything more.
I wish it's, I had them out here. I'm in,
and
the,
it's just gonna be me scream crying, the world is a deli.
Yeah, that's what she did when she did mushrooms. She just decided the world was a deli and we're all inside of a case,
and I'm human soup.
Yes, human soup. I don't even know what that means.
All right.
What am
whole,
I in the
this
deli?
This whole part coming okay, anyway. Up, there's this I totally don't understand.
So Ultron's like, comes awake in a system. It's like unclear. Like the essence of Ultron comes alive, but it's just like AI.
He doesn't have a physical form.
It's not in a physical body, but he uploads himself. Well, first of all, he takes out Jarvis. He like,
oh yeah, they,
we
they,
see this interaction.
There's two masses. It's like a yellow mass and a blue mass, and they like fought somehow. This,
but it was mostly
part,
like
was
Jarvis
like,
being like, oh, you're the access. You don't have, we have to shut down. And Jarvis kind of like goes to sleep, and he basically feels like it puts a chokehold on Jarvis, or maybe fully kills him at this point. It was hard to tell.
Yeah.
And then the intelligence, it's so hard to explain in words.
Yeah.
The intelligence somehow uploads itself into one of the Iron Legion robot drones that Tony Stark has designed. Mm-hmm. And heads to the Avengers
party.
Yeah. And then it basically becomes a big, oh fuck, it's reminiscent of when Iron Patriot showed up when Iron Man was drunk in that other movie and they fought, but it's not his friend
that
trying
is,
to calm him down.
That is kind of how it felt, yeah.
It's like a robot not giving a fuck about him.
But then there's he leaves.
He
and
gets
he
the scepter.
He snatches the scepter.
And then he heads to the base that they had just raided in Sokovia, Strucker's base, where he's planning to, he's going to upgrade his own body. Like, he is putting himself into a better robot body and then also making a robot, like an army
of robot drones.
So not dissimilar to what America has done with modern weaponry, but it's being done by a weapon.
Very much reminiscent of it. Yes.
He gets there, kills Strucker, and then he convinces the Maximoff twins, Wanda and Pietro, to help him with his plan.
At this point, I'm thinking, you know, I know it's not game over, but this felt pretty game over.
Yeah, no, that is the thing that I was like, this, it's like, okay, we know that it's gonna, like, it's too early in the movie for things to be done. We have a whole series now, you know, knowing that the whole series is out, we know that. But it was very much like, okay, how do you fucking come back from this? I mean, he convinces these two superpowers to join him. And it's not hard because their city was destroyed by a weapon that was labeled Stark Industries years ago. Mm-hmm. And Ultron is basically like,
everybody has a vendetta against Stark because Stark's dad fucked things up.
Well, I just, you know, Stark is a metaphor for America. Mm-hmm. That's why people hate America, is because American bombs. I'm sure that they probably say something else like Boeing or whatever, but whatever. Yeah, so he, Ultron's like, oh, I'm trying to take out Tony Stark. And they're like,
good, we want to take him out too.
We hate Tony Stark. We will help you for to kill him.
Tony Stark is bad guy. People may think he's good guy, but he's bad guy.
We do not trust him. He is very bad guy.
He's responsible for killing our parents, and now we have mommy and daddy issues.
Yeah, so they are teaming up with Ultron, and shit's about to get crazy. We are gonna take a break, though, and then we will be right back. All right, we're back. Before we move forward, an important scene that our lovely producer, Sam, reminded us we missed, which was so funny, was near the beginning, after they're all celebrating, like, victory from saving the world, there was, like, a half-drunk, let's pick up Thor's hammer contest. And everyone's trying different things and being like, I can do it. And Tony even gets, like, his Iron Man arm and it fucks up the arm, like...
Do you remember the when Captain America did it? He like it
barely moved, and Thor's eyes are like, like he thinks he's about to get it, which is so pro America. I think it's just like Captain America is the strongest.
But is that foreshadowing of something that's going to happen?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was just to go. I would assume it. I mean, maybe I don't know all the details. I would assume it's just.
I don't know all the details either, but I'm just assuming. That might come into play later. Or, as you said, it's...
just to set America a little ahead. Yeah, to be like,
patriotism, when you're this American.
Yeah, you can almost be a god, but not quite.
But not quite. But if you have enough money, you can develop technology to be like one.
I know. Well, it's just so funny because, like, literally that is what a bunch of guys would do. They'd be like, I could do it. I mean, guys for fun go and, like, do those, like... hammer machines, or like in bars they have those like punch machines that rate how hard you punch. It's just so funny. By the way, Greg in the chat says it's not about America. He's like, fuck America, it's about the integrity and worthiness of Steve. Just
I'll be honest,
that could be something.
I agree with that,
because it is about
Steve,
like,
really is just such an altruistic good fucking egg.
He really is. But listen, let's jump back into the timeline where we left off before the break.
We just wanted to note that, one, because Sam brought it up and we loved that scene. And two, it becomes relevant later about the lifting of the hammer.
Yeah, so we will get back to that. But so Ultron and the Maximoff twins head to South Africa to meet with an arms dealer named Ulysses Klaue to pick up some... This is where we hear of Wakanda for the first time in this movie. Vibranium. The Avengers are, of course, following him there. They start doing some research and, like, they're like, oh, it's in this country. And it's funny because they show, I just said South Africa. I think they just go to Africa.
He had a South African accent.
And I think that's
someone
why.
Having a South African accent.
Yeah, the arms dealer, like, who gets fucked up, by the way, by Ultron. He, like, tries to be a dick about stuff. And then it's, like, fucked up and robbed. But as the Avengers are coming to, like, intercept, Wanda again does these, like, crazy fucking visions.
Uh-huh. But she wasn't able to do it because on, Barton, the arrow guy, the bow and arrow guy, because he got to her before she got to him.
Oh, that's what
happened? He put that little, like, that thing on her forehead. Do you remember that?
No! Fuck, I don't remember that at all.
She was about to do some voodoo shit on him, and then he turns really quickly... and throws this little, like, device onto her forehead. And he's like, not today. I can't remember what his line was, but it was a good one.
Oh, damn. I totally don't even... I'll be honest, there was a lot of scenes where I was, like, watching. The same thing happened with Thor Dark World, but, like, my brain glazed over. Like, so embarrassing, but I was just like, yeah. Get to the fucking meat. And that must have been one of those points. But
that was a get to the meat moment?
I think so. But then the meat comes because Bruce Banner's vision, whatever she did to him, causes him to go full Hulk, and he just fucking starts tearing.
He literally fucking destroys the goddamn city.
Yeah, and Stark has to go get, like, some super special Iron Man suit to, like, stop him. And there's a ton of backlash. So then, like, classic comic book thing. Now the world is against them. Oh, they're unsafe. They're terrorized. They're destroying the world.
Are unhinged.
Yeah, so they have to go hiding at Barton's safe house, which is so funny because they end up going to this house in the middle of nowhere that apparently Barton had Nick Fury help keep off the records of S.H.I.E.L.D. He has a family. This whole time people have been like, you should get a girlfriend. And he's like, I don't have a girlfriend, whatever. He has a wife.
I honestly thought, what's her face was his girlfriend.
Oh, I for sure thought him and Natasha were going to be a thing.
I thought he was with Black Widow. I thought maybe they had a thing in the past and now it's in the, you know, it's just going to keep coming into play. But no, he's fully married.
Two small kids, one on the way. Oh, his wife.
She plays.
I know her from Freaks and Geeks.
And I know her from the sister in the movie, in the TV show Bloodline.
That's so funny. Yeah, I love that actress. She's great. And I just finished Freaks and Geeks in quarantine. I binged it. So it was cool. I had that like, wait, I know her. And then, oh yeah. So they're all crashing at this little house. And here's what's funny that you say that about Romanoff is that she's the only one that apparently like knew he had a family. So they definitely have more of a history. They're a lot closer than either of them are with any of the other Avengers.
There is definitely a major backstory, and that's probably why I thought they had dated in the past or had something in the past. And it's really just they're really good friends.
Yeah,
which makes me love her more and makes me love him more because they're not superheroes, but they're superhuman in a way.
Yeah, they're like regular humans that are highly trained, but they don't have any, you know, exactly, no superpowers, no super suits. They're just top tier badasses, which is pretty fucking rad.
Yeah, it makes me love them more. Does he get his own movie at some point?
I don't know. Hawkeye? I don't think so.
I mean, we know she does. No.
I know. I can't wait to see it. I can't believe we're just having to put it off till the end of this.
I know.
It's killing me.
By the way, a friend of mine posted about seeing it. I can't necessarily trust her judgment in movies, but she was like, it's super fucking dope.
Hawkeye
is getting a TV show? Oh, dope.
Damn. We may never get out of Avengers at this rate.
I want to live in this world forever.
So they're all safe housing at this place, but Thor decides he needs to go talk to Dr. Eric Selvig, because he's trying to figure out the meaning of the vision he saw, because of fucking what's her butt, because he saw a crazy, like, it looked like Asgardian war type of thing going on. It was really crazy. And then there's a scene with Natasha, Black Widow, and Bruce Banner. Where
they got a thing for each other.
Dude, they've got something going on. And I don't know if it's supposed to be like, it's implied that like, they just like each other. I don't know if really you're supposed to like, assume that like, it goes further. But then like, he even says at some point in this conversation, he's like, there's no future with me. You can't have kids. So he basically like, without saying it, answers the question, if he comes, will he turn into the Hulk and destroy a woman's vagina?
Yeah. And it also answers and this scene establishes her infertility because she got fucking sterilized.
Yeah. They talk about when she was so.
Which is fucked up.
So fucked up that we don't do that more. No, it's.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
They had shown her a little bit of this school or wherever she lived when Wanda got into her head. And then, yeah, she recaps the story and it's like...
Yeah, she was in this like ninja warrior school.
Yeah, where they make
and
like...
In the ninja warrior school, they turn them into soldiers. And one of the things they do is they sterilize the girls so they never have to worry about, you know, kids clouding their judgment.
Yeah, it makes you more efficient, is what she says. And he's not wrong. We love kids. They really get in the way, you know? Mm-hmm. Hard to do a job.
Then you have to go off the grid like Hawkeye.
Yeah, which
and
is...
And you have to have a secret family because someone might attack your family and use it as leverage to manipulate you.
Yeah, which is fucking... That's so stressful. And how do you ever know that, like, at that level of top tier defense of the world, how do you ever know that your family's really secret? Like, that it's not out. That would...
Yeah.
That would drive me insane. But, oh, her and Banner are talking about, oh, maybe like we should just leave the team and go be together, but they're arguing it's not gonna happen. Nick Fury shows up and he's basically like, quit being a bunch of little bitches. We need to stop this shit. We need to stop
Ultron.
Fuck
the fuck up and let's go stop Ultron.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Ultron is like more than one step ahead of them.
Oh yeah.
Because he's off to see Dr. Helen Cho.
Meet earlier. She was talking about like synthetic tissue regeneration. There was a...
Well, she fixed Hawkeye that way because Hawkeye had gotten hurt.
Yeah. And she was like really excited about the technology. And then she kind of got... Did she get blown off by Stark or something? I don't remember. Was he like a dick to her? I feel like there was a little like...
No, I think she was just... She just couldn't come with them because she's a scientist doing tissue regeneration.
Oh, yeah. So she's like, I'm working on this shit. And she's got... I mean, she's got really fucking cool technology going on. She's making bodies. And
Ultron shows up with a fucking
scepter,
you know, the scepter and a jug of vibranium.
Yes.
I don't even know what to call the thing he had, the vibranium.
Yeah. So he uses the scepter, which we've seen Loki do before, where he taps the scepter to someone and then kind of like their eyes go black and they're like under his influence. So he scepters Helen and he convinces her to use the vibranium to create a new synthetic tissue, which will make him stronger and
indestructible. Because as we know, vibranium is like the most indestructible thing on the planet.
Yes. And while Ultron is a little bit distracted while he's in his uploading thing, Wanda reads his mind. And that's when she discovers, oh, he's not just planning to take out Tony Stark.
The Avengers. Yeah.
He's going to destroy...
Gonna take out all of humanity.
Yeah. So they're like, oh... Fuck.
The Maximoffs are like, nah, we bad, but we not that bad.
Yeah.
And then
so they team up with Captain America, actually. I'm trying to remember how this happened.
I feel like they ran into him. Oh, Captain America was like, oh, we have to bring this to Stark. And they're like, no, you can't bring this to Stark. I can't remember what it was, though. And they're like, you can't bring it to Stark. He's bad.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he's like, oh, we'll go talk to him or something. And they're like, we're telling you, he's a fucking bad dude.
Oh, yeah, because everyone thinks he's trying to, like... I mean, Stark isn't... I don't feel like Stark's not a great guy. Like, he's not...
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a bad guy. He's not altruistic like Captain America.
Yeah.
Like, he's a conceited billionaire. But Captain America and the Maximoff twins, they make a distraction... you know, cause a ruckus while Natasha and Hawkeye steal the body. So he, because it's uploading, so there's like this time lapse of the body being ready. So they like make a break for it and try to steal a synthetic body to fuck him up. But unfortunately, that ends up with him capturing Black Widow. He takes Black Widow, but then Hawkeye's like, I'm gonna get the body back to the Avengers Tower before I worry about getting her back, I think is what happened. Like, he's like, we just gotta get this. I don't even remember. The whole point is Black Widow's basically gone missing, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, as we know, Black Widow, very capable of taking care of herself. And I think this is something that Hawkeye knows.
Yeah, very independent. And I think that's why he's like, if it was anyone else, I don't know that he would have been like, I'll go handle this other thing first. But I think he trusts her to know her shit, know that she can get out of anything, or at least almost anything. So they head back, and the Avengers are like all fighting at this point, by the way. Which it's like, how much of this is just genuine stress, but how much is their minds have been fucked with by Wanda?
It's interesting that you say, like, how much of this is genuine stress, because it's like, we never think about the Avengers as, like, feeling sentient beings necessarily. Like,
no, other than they have
they
to make
therapists.
Yeah,
do they,
I mean,
Prozac.
Look at Tony Stark.
Who's helping them?
They have to make his anxiety cartoonish just to be like, don't forget, it's a stressful job. But it's like, well, do the superheroes not get stressed? Is it only the humans? Does Barton ever feel stressed? Does he worry about his
Thor
family?
Does Thor ever get anxious? Do you think Thor ever gets performance anxiety?
I bet he doesn't. I honestly think he could afford to use some. Maybe he'd like pull it back a notch.
Oh, he's so hot.
No, I bet Thor's the kind of person who would confidently approach a woman and like woo her with complete erectile dysfunction and be like, no, I will get an erection at any moment. The hammer will be laid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My hammer is here. This thing, nobody can lift it. Try. See, you can't lift it. No one can.
No one. It's just...
That's my dick, okay? My dick is... I'm going to lay my dick hammer down.
It can, and my dick cannot be lifted, and I apologize. Fair maiden. Okay, so in the course of them like arguing amongst themselves, Stark actually manages to find Jarvis. So Jarvis is not dead. He shut himself down and was hiding in the internet. Mm-hmm. So they have this synthetic body that Ultron had been making before they snatched it. Ultron, of course, still in his old body, angry, has Black Widow. They decide to upload Jarvis to the synthetic body.
Not only do they upload Jarvis to the synthetic body and it becomes Vision, but Thor comes back in the nick of time that before Vision like fully comes to life, they take the Infinity Stone that's in Loki's scepter and they put it into the forehead a Vision.
And it's super powerful, and that's when he comes to life. And we are going to be right back with more. Okay, we're back. Vision.
Things are about to get good.
Yeah, Vision has just awoken, and here's where it gets crucial. There's a whole little fight scene that happens with some of the, does Ultron come in or do the Maximoff twins come in? I don't remember.
There's a showdown.
All I know is Vision very casually uses Thor's hammer. He like picks up the hammer, uses it, and none of them could lift it. And they're like, oh, okay, he's a good guy. He's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Vision and the Maximoff twins, who now, of course, seems like they're fully on our side, the Avengers side. They head back to Sokovia with everyone. And Ultron is there, and he's created a machine, or he's using the vibranium to build a machine that can lift the entire city to the sky. And his plan is to basically turn it into a giant meteor. He's going to lift it high enough. This whole city, he's ripping out of the ground.
Wild. I mean,
that was
when
crazy.
He was saying this, I was like, what are you talking about? And then when I saw it happening, I was like, oh, that's literally what he meant.
Yeah. Like, I know, because it did sound as like, it sounds like he's saying he's going to use a city as a meteor that destroys everyone on Earth. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's literally what he's doing.
That's literally what he's doing. I was like, what metaphorical man? Like, I was like, this is literally what you're doing. Okay, cool, cool, cool. All right.
Awesome. So
that technology, I don't understand how he got it.
I mean, the vibranium is what he stole. I still don't understand. So he used the like vibranium because it's like the strongest metal to what? Like, did he make a crane? I don't really understand what was
happening. I think he made a thing that like went into the ground and then like had these little arms that branch. I don't listen. I know this is a fictitious world.
But I keep trying to wrap my mind around like the engineering.
I'm still 1,000%. I'm like, logistically, how are you doing this? Because all of the stuff, not all of the stuff, but a lot of the stuff that happens in these worlds, there's like a pretty solid explanation for it.
Yeah, there is a lot of reality based in these movies. And that's what I end up being that person too all the time. That's like, well, that couldn't happen. And
oh,
it's
come
like,
on. That's not real. Yeah.
While there's a Norse god swinging a hammer and taking out monsters. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, the engineering on this bridge doesn't really seem to add up.
But that guy with the hammer that he just twirls around in the air can fly all the way to space.
Yeah, you know, some things just don't have an explanation, but I want one for this.
Anyway, so
Banner rescues Black Widow, and then he's like refusing to go Hulk, but then she just like pushes him into a pit, and he turns into
Hulk.
Yeah,
she's like, "We need you right now," and he's like, "I'm not gonna do it." She's like, "We need you right now." He's like, "I'm not gonna do it," and she's like, "Bye."
Yeah, and he gets so pissed, comes out the Hulk. Oh shit, it's fucking on.
It's on. I have such a boner. Oh, by the way, you know what we didn't talk about?
What?
In the very beginning, at the end of their first fight, when they were done fighting and like the Hulk comes up to her and she like woos him and like soothes him.
Oh yeah. It's time for a lullaby. She's always like,
yeah, time for
a
lullaby.
Oh, what did she say? The sun's setting. What did she say?
The sun's setting.
Looks
quick,
like
the sunset. Something about the sun.
Someone
setting
in the chat tell us, because I know it's like an iconic line, and we're fucking it up. Sun's getting real low. Get big guy. Yeah, I still don't really understand what that means, but
I just love once she like pushes him in the hole and he comes up. She's like, "All right, let's go," and then he like grabs her and like just starts charging into action, and she's just riding on him.
Yeah,
yeah, daddy.
I love it. I also love that like she seems to be the only one that like he, because he's like blindly angry when he's the Hulk, but for some reason,
yeah,
she's gotten through to him so that he doesn't fucking kill her.
Yeah.
At least sometimes.
So basically, the only way to control, the only person stronger than the Hulk is her.
Black Widow. Take note.
Yeah.
So it's fucking go time. Avengers are fighting Ultron's army. So he's uploaded a bunch of, he did it. He made a robot army. You know, he didn't get the vibranium body, but he has a ton of robots that are working alongside with him. Nick Fury shows up in the helicarrier with Maria Hill. And
bad bitch.
Yeah. War Machine and a bunch of other SHIELD agents to help get the civilians out. So they're basically loading up Sokovians into, they're sending down like, it's like lifeboats, but for planes.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool, but also
kind of cool.
Gave me Titanic vibes. Cool. And I was like, this isn't going to end well. They tell Wanda that she has to keep Ultron's. So they basically have a machine in the center of this city that is going to be the scene.
Which is basically the giant on button.
Yeah. It will activate lifting up the city and dropping it to death. And Wanda's job is to keep Ultron Jones from activating the machine. She's just there like pew, 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 with her
and
mind
then her
magic.
Her brother, they're like, bro, we need you to evacuate the city.
Yeah. So he's running around as fast as he can, grabbing people, getting them on these boats. The evacuation thing.
Makes sense. Uh-huh.
And he gets, well, Ultron, first of all, he manages to steal one of the mini jets.
Uh-huh.
And goes after, well, I mean, essentially he's going toward the centerpiece.
Basically,
but he's
uses
going
it
after
to
the
stop
Avengers.
The evacuation, and then
he tries to go after Barton. He tries to shoot Hawkeye, and Pietro dies from
Peter dies saving Barton,
which is funny because like
he absorbs all the bullets because he's so fast.
He's so fast. He like comes in front of them and he says this line because like they had sort of had this like shit talking going on back and forth.
Yeah.
Of like, because Hawkeye's like pretty fucking swift and like really quick and he's literally Hawkeye. So they had this like, but you didn't see that coming thing going on.
Uh-huh.
And Pietro says that as he dies, but you didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Hulk leaps into the jet that Ultron is trying to steal, throws Ultron out of it, and then in a fit of rage, because Wanda, as soon as Pietro dies, I don't think she's anywhere near him in this scene. She just feels it, or did she see it?
I think she saw it. And then that's when she's like, oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, she's in like blind anger and goes after him because she's like, I'm going to destroy Ultron's body. But she's left her post. So now one of the drones manages to hit the on button.
Oopsie doopsie.
And that the on button is actually like a drop button. They're already like miles in the sky.
Yeah, yeah. So it was activated and then that button's the oh shit button.
Yeah,
that's the button where you're like, get the fuck out of Dodge. And then basically that activates the city to turn into a giant meteor and plummet back to Earth.
Yeah, so it's plummeting to Earth. Iron Man and Thor they overload one of the machines. They manage to overload
they overload that machine, which makes it blow up.
Blow up.
So it explodes the land.
So it explodes the land. But then the Vision, and who, by the way,
Wanda is on the basically what is now a giant meteor. And I was like, oh, fuck, well, Wanda's about to join her brother. But then I knew that the WandaVision series existed. So I'm like, well, Wanda has to come back into play at some point.
Oh, that sucks that you knew that, though, just because it would have been more fun to not know. But Stark and Thor, by the way, are essentially going, there is a good chance we are giving our lives up to save this. They're kind of like, I mean, I think Thor would have been fine, but I think Tony Stark, because he can fly out with the hammer, but I think Stark was like, we'll see. Vision, which is, you know, Jarvis in a superhuman body, swoops in and grabs Wanda.
Ugh, that moment, my heart soared.
And then it shows Hulk. It shows Hulk on
screen.
Hulk
takes the jet that he had thrown Ultron out of.
Yeah, because it has what is that? It's like it's in vanish mode. Like
vanishing
no one
mode,
can see it. It shows him briefly he's as Hulk on a thing with Black Widow, and she's like, "Hey, we can't track you if you're in vanishing mode. So come out of vanishing mode so we can find you." And
then he turns it off.
He turns
her TV off
and stays in vanishing
connection
mode.
Up, yeah.
And we just see like he basically gives up the dream of maybe they could run away together, and we see like Romanoff's heartbreak a little in her eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Vision fucking saving the day, stealth mode. Thank you, Greg, in the chat. You can be in our live chat, patreon.com/2philly nerds. Could not think of the word stealth mode to save my damn life.
Yeah.
Vision destroys Ultron's last remaining body of all the robots. So fucking they saved the day once again. Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Earth lives to
see
another
day. They go back to normal, and normal is, you know, Avengers have a home base.
Yeah, they set up a new base.
And all their different fucking brilliant people. We got Fury, we got Hill, we got Cho. She's back in the picture. And Selvig, the tried and true, the trusted, whatever.
But a lot of what we know as the Avengers, it seems, are like dispersing. And is it like forever? I don't know. Barton goes home to his family.
I mean, we know it's not forever, but had we not known,
do you know
what
it's not forever?
Future,
have you seen the other Avengers?
I've seen the other Avengers. Yes,
some of this could be forever.
Maybe.
Thor went back to Asgard.
That wouldn't happen because these actors make too much money doing this, and they demand to return.
Yes, that's how it works. As an actor, you just
works.
Demand to return, and then they give you
more
parts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like, listen, I'm Tony Stark. I make millions and millions of dollars.
Bring me back. Thor has gone back to Asgard because he wants to figure out what's going on with the visions he's having and learn more about the sort of shadowy shit he's seeing. Stark leaves the team. He's like, I'm done, throws in the towel. So it's Captain America and Black Widow. That's it. And they're now training a new team of Avengers, and it's James Rhodes, the Vision, Falcon, and Wanda. By the way, I really thought
they were going to be able to reinstate Wanda's brother somehow, but no.
Yeah.
Rhodes is War Machine, yeah.
Who? Okay, wait. What is Iron Patriot? Was that the costume he wore before and now he's called?
Yes. Yes.
War Machine?
It's now
okay.
called War Machine, yeah.
All right. I was like, isn't that the same? Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got, you know, we lost some people, but we gained some new ones. And we'll see what the future holds. There's a mid-credit scene where Thanos basically is like,
Thanos is like, all right, if you can't get this done, I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah, he basically is taking getting the Infinity Stones into his own hands, and we see him put on the Infinity Gauntlet.
Which he should have been doing in the first place. I mean, the guy, never send
minions
to do your idiot job.
It's classic villain mistakes. So it's just fucking, yeah, it's
the two
lazy.
Most classic villain mistakes. Sending someone else to do the job that you should be doing
and monologuing.
Monologuing.
Yes.
Those are the two biggest oopsies, you dumb dumb.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing. But now he's taking it in his own hands. So shit, I think, is about to get crazy. This is the end of phase two. No, it's not. Our next episode
is.
No,
it's not.
Is.
We have Ant-Man.
This is the last Avengers in phase
Ant-Man.
Two.
Ant-Man. Pretty fucking excited about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that'll I be out later Ant-Man this week.
Ant-Man was just good old-fashioned comic book fun.
It is so fun. We can't wait to talk to you about it later this week. Nicole, what did you feel about this movie? How did you feel?
I mean, your yawn
pretty I
much
know,
said
I'm
it.
So sorry. It's.
Love the introduction of Wanda. Basically, this whole movie for me was an awesome introduction for Wanda and Vision.
Yeah, no, it felt like the whole thing was to go like, uh-oh. People aren't getting along. And also, here's two new people. Like, that was it. And then...
What keeps blowing my mind again and again is this villain Hydra.
Yeah, that keeps
coming. Basically, Hitler is the disease that this planet will always have.
Yeah. It's interesting that it, like, no matter what they do, it seems like they never fully eliminate Hydra. That, like, actually, they were over here, too. And it's like, what? I mean, what in the fuck?
I mean, for me, this really is a testament to the fact that anti-Semitism will always exist.
This is a fake movie. Dramatic. Anyway. Anti-Semitism will always exist. If you don't believe me, watch Avengers.
All right, you guys. Very much looking forward to Ant-Man. We've got a Running Our Filthy Mouths coming up. We've got an Exposing Ourselves. You're going to want to check in on that one. It's going to be a real sexy good time. There's a hint.
What? Okay. Well, I don't.
It's
going
to be a sexy good time, you guys.
I guess it'll be a sexy good time.
It's getting real fucking hard.
Either I have no idea about the thing you're teaching me about and I'm completely wrong, or you are being extremely misleading. Either way, you guys, stay tuned later this week. Patreon.com/2filthynerds. Follow at 2filthynerds on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and make sure you leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Share this with your friends. Everyone's a little bit ignorant sometimes. That's my other podcast. I need to go to bed. I just started saying the end of my other podcast. Well,
I mean,
you guys,
speaking of end of other podcast, my other podcast is officially done.
You'll have to come here for the hot, juicy sex content.
Yeah. All sexy content, all sexy, fun, horny content is coming to you.
We just merged our podcasts in 2 minutes by me saying the wrong ending and you putting your mouth near the camera. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.